You're listening to the family of Te Geta podcast. A message from Maya. When the wound is too much.
Beloved ones of my heart, many might feel that the pain of the current waking dream is too much. We speak often of the power of forgiveness. But what if the wound is so deep that affirmations and meditation seem to not heal? I am here to guide you to complete freedom and healing so that all energy of the perceived suffering can be transcended to spirit and light. Thoughts and words create the outcome of all that transpires in your world. Belief is the factor that changes your path, and either alignment with the soul or complete discord will follow. Programming the subconscious mind allows collective energy and direction. But the subconscious mind is not judgmental, so it is up to the individual to choose what will be the compass. This communication will address the path to heal from pain in the ongoing story. The relationships, losses, physical maladies, and disabilities can be experienced without resentment or a feeling of anger. Whatever is perceived as something done or said that wounded you can be completely changed in perception. This teaching is precise for your personal story, and yet some aspects can apply to history and political choices unfolding. But not all circumstances or players can be seen in this manner. Let's delve into your personal waking dream. For this exercise, which will be a gift like no other, spend time in preparation. You will need a notebook and pen, or the ability to type all that is required. Clear your mind and meditate. Take a few deep breaths. Now we begin. The ability to forgive small things can be done by anyone. But the wounds that alter your life with cruelty and intention will require great assistance. Until you are operating from the compassion of the soul, the energy will remain within the being. It will be felt and continue to cause harm. This is the understanding to grasp before this exercise. Write down the name of a person that has harmed you and left broken places in your heart. If there is more than one person, then continue the exercise with their information on another page. Below the name, write down all grievances and every word that you can remember. Allow the pain and anger to surface. At some point, this might be overwhelming. Remind yourself that healing is the goal. Breathe deeply and continue. List everything and know that this is the person that has caused chaos when you only wanted love and peace. Then relax, and the next phase of the exercise will gift you with bliss, healing, and compassion that you never knew. Remember this. Without feeling compassion, true forgiveness is not present. List 10 things that you once loved about this person. Remember a moment when they were generous. Maybe you saw them assist an animal in peril. Maybe they sat with you when you were sick. Maybe you shared holidays and meals and you remember how they laughed. If you truly desire healing, become vulnerable and see the truth. No one is all good or all bad. Some people change over time to become more dark or more loving. But know there was a reason this soul was with you as a person. This means only one thing. There were gifts for you both. Find this now and be free. As your list is complete with 10 things, many more will come to your mind. List these also, and you will find your heart melting. You will not see the person as a monster who was there to hurt you. The truth of their soul will be recognized. You will feel compassion and a bit of wonder. You will remember the love you once felt. You will know that they too have felt the depth of pain and suffering that was brought to your life. Hold on to this compassion. It will be such a great moment. You have created a lens from which you may view the world. You will know your own power is light. As you move forward in the final waking dream, be determined to see the good in people. All comments do not need a reply. No one has to agree with everyone. Neo has told us many times to do nothing and say nothing. Allow one's own behavior and life to mirror to you the beauty within. There is nothing to prove and nothing to change except the ability to see life from a spiritual perspective. Choose to heal and you will receive a gift that will give to the world. I will meet you in the frequency of healing light. Aniki Maia. I love you so. Aya.